Sharp eye out for hunters, but it was not Elmer Fudd proving to be a big challenge this past weekend for a six-point buck in Pittsburgh. This one fell into a muddy reservoir and needed a little helping hand to get out safely. A paramedic approached the frightened animal on a raft, lassoed it, and then towed it to shore. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's Monday. It's not Carl and Linda. This is Trish Clark. I'm back from my wandering, meandering vacation across the United States. This is going to be a really interesting show this morning because we have a different engineer behind the desk than I was expecting. So, Jared, see, there you go. We're just stumbling from the very beginning. Jared doesn't do live reads. I usually don't. We're going to wing it through the whole show. I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you're listening. If you want to join us, you can jump in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Give us a call at 530-605-4567. What's the weather look like, Jared?
Well, it is currently 43 degrees. Today is going to be sunny and mostly clear. A high of 87, a low of 53. Tomorrow it's going to be high of 84, a low of 53. Wednesday, a high of 82, a low of 53. And on Thursday, we have a 40% chance of rain with a high of 70 and a low of 52.
And the weather is brought to us by, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, I was going to give you kind of a travelogue this first hour this morning. We're going to wait. We're going to do that at 8 o'clock. Right now, to my rescue is Chief of Police of the City of Anderson, Mike Johnson, who's going to tell us everything we ever wanted to know about what's going on in the City of Anderson and the police department down there and its citizens. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I don't do live reads either, Trish, so I'm not going to help you and Jared out.
I'll tell you, this is interesting, Mike, because as you know, I've been communicating with you from on the road and set this up when Carl asked me to call or cover this morning. But I really didn't think I was walking in here quite as cold as I am. So, Carl, you owe me one. You need to know that. And I always collect. So, Mike, what's happening down in Anderson?
Well, I don't know. I guess a lot of the same as far as public safety goes has always been. We've still adding officers, still being progressive and aggressive on the street and trying to keep crime down and quality of life up.
Well, and we can't ask for more than that. I know that then I haven't been there for 6 weeks, so I really am going at this blind. I laughed this morning when I got up. I know I've just did four time zones in 5 days. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what the weather is. I'm not even sure where I'm at. So.
Well, I tell you what we do have on the horizon, at least internally with the department. You know, October being Think Pink Month, we have a program that we're going to launch on actually Friday of this week, so I don't want to spoil that for the people who are putting that together. But we've got a program that's tying Think Pink to free toys and stuff down the road for less fortunate kids in Shasta County. So listen for that coming out Friday. It's a pretty neat program that they've put together at the department. And then in November, we've got a pretty nice follow-up for cancer awareness as well.
Okay, so with the weather changing the way it is, how do we get into the situation of dealing with the homeless situation? Their circumstances change as our weather change. How's that doing down in the city of Anderson? Do we still have a lot of encampments or no? Or
yeah, I mean, I don't think that's really changed a whole lot in the county anywhere, to be honest with you, Trish. We get them just like everybody else does. They pop up here and there, and it's a constant cycle of allocating resources and enforcement efforts to keep people in compliance with the municipal codes and the quality of life. You know, we have these camps that just will go in one day and move across an area of Anderson, you know, in the Greenbelt area, and the next day there will be camps setting up again. It's a constant effort. It's gets a little frustrating, a little tiring at times, but that's our job, and, you know, the citizens of the community do not want that sort of blight and that sort of degradation to the environment and the property and all the issues that come with it, the crime and all the issues that come with it. So we're going to keep on top of it, and we are. But like I said, it's a continuing, ongoing effort, and it's unfortunate because, again, it takes a lot of the resources, not just of the police department, Trish, but of the public works that has to come help clean up, of, you know, the property owner that has to clean up, of sometimes Fish and Game or some of those other allied agencies that are impacted with the waterways and other things. It's just a mountain of a problem.
You know, it is. And as we always talk about, Mike, we have a camp close to the senior center down there in Anderson that really is an issue for the senior center because of we have people coming and going on a regular basis. If in fact that this population are seniors, we're not in a position to actually turn them away unless they're really doing something to hinder us. But we are not a government facility there. We're a private nonprofit, and it isn't. There aren't free programs available for everyone. We don't actually charge, but there's an expected donation, and we don't like give free lunch and give out free things. So it's a hard line for my staff to work, and we really appreciate the response that we get when we have issues there that you guys get right on it and take care of our needs.
Sure, and you know, Trish, in speaking about that, of what you're speaking about with the senior center, which applies to every business and private residence or anybody within the city limits, at least the city limits of Anderson is all I'm speaking for. You know, you're not allowed per the municipal code to allow those camps to erect and come up and exist on your property. It's a violation of municipal code. You can't do it. You can't allow it to happen. If you're looking to help them in some sort of way, them being transient homeless or displaced, label you want to put on it, that's not the way you can go about doing it, and that's not the legal way, at least, you can go about helping out.
Exactly, and of course the situation is they're not setting up right on the senior center, but they're setting up across the street, and then they wander in and out because we're open.
Sure.
But you know, we find ways to deal with that, and we appreciate the support that we get from the police department. So I'm going to pick on you because you're in the city too. We've got the Mosquito Serenade now is over. Are we into the next set of concerts? And those are still going on down at the Anderson City Park, are they not?
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce sponsors those. The Summer Jam, I think, is what they're called. I always get the name. I even get Mosquito Serenade wrong all the time. So we've kicked off with those. Those are going well, too. You know, as you can feel, we have a change of weather coming rather rapidly. This morning I got up, and you can feel it. And I know I'm a big fisherman, so the salmon are running, and that's always a key, too. And
yeah.
So I don't know how long those are planned to go for. I didn't see the actual schedule come across my desk, but I know that they usually end somewhere towards the end of October.
Halloween, as I recall.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of the you're right. The weather is incredible because I've been booming around in time zones, and I've got a sweater on one day, and I'm wearing shorts and a swimsuit the next day, and I have no clue what the weather's doing. And when I checked the weather before I went to bed last night, then I got up and I got dressed and I started out the door, and I went, oh, this is not going to work. It's not 86 degrees. It's really getting cold. So this portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling system. Warranties and guarantees. They're open 7 days a week. Give 24-hour service, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And we'll be right back after these breaks.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into our chat room, please, at KCNR1460.com. Hope that you're listening live out there and enjoying what we're having for you this morning. Or give us a call if you have a question for the Chief of Police of the City of Anderson or myself at 530-605-4567. And so Mike Johnson, the Chief of Police of the City of Anderson, and I were just sitting here talking about some things. One of the things that kind of came up in the break was the new effort to prosecute some of these things with the homeless problem. So, Mike, let's talk a little bit about that whole thing. The community's aware of it, but give us an update on the progress of this prosecutor.
Sure. So the Reading Rancheria graciously has put forth money, donated money to help improve the quality of life here in Shasta County for all the cities, the county, in the form of paying the money towards a DA prosecutor. We're going to hire an additional prosecutor, or the DA is rather, to prosecute our municipal code violations. So what has happened is, over time, the agencies, Anderson Police Department, Reading Police Department, Shasta Lake City, the county, have been writing citations for maybe their municipal code violations. And those violations have been go through the court process and are prosecuted as infractions, mostly, at least on our, in the city of Anderson's part. And those infractions, when somebody doesn't appear, so let's say we gave you a citation, Trish, for camping in public, and you fail to appear for that citation, then that ends up going the civil route, and they put liens or pressure on you financially to impose the consequences for that infraction. Well, that doesn't work when you have people that don't have jobs or don't have sources of income other than, you know, government assistance, or you don't care because you're a felon
don't care
or criminal.
About the credit. What?
So now we've looked. Anderson was a little bit behind. Ours were wobblers, as we could prosecute those as infractions or misdemeanors. We're changing them all to straight misdemeanors to match the city of Reading's. I'm not sure what the counties are. Now that when we send forward these citations for, let's say, the same thing, camping in public is now a misdemeanor, it'll go to the special prosecutor. This prosecutor will actually follow up and bring it through the court. Now, if you fail to appear in court on that citation, it becomes a bench warrant for your arrest. Then we can actually, when next time we contact you, we or whoever does, you'll have an arrest warrant for you. You'll be arrested, brought to jail, and held to answer. So that's all great stuff for all of us here in the county. If we can start having some teeth in the enforcements or the codes that we have passed, that our citizens have passed and want enforced, we can start making a difference with that.
Because certainly accountability is the key to all of it, and it has to start someplace. Of course, the other piece that has to follow, and I know that we've got people out there saying, is, okay, so there's no room in the jail, so once you do that, how do you get them to be held accountable? I know one of the programs that works would work better if they really knew that they bounced to jail, but is the work release program, which helps with a lot of their nonprofits and areas around the county where these people are charged to do work days to work off some of these fines and some of these tickets. And that really can build some responsibility and accountability too. If you get people out doing something because of their behavior, it makes a difference.
Yeah, and I've been a big proponent of that too, Trish, because, in fact, I take it a step farther. You know, the assistance that, for lack of better terms, that we want to give all these folks, that I think they should have to give back something to the community to get it. So nothing for nothing. You know, if you want it, then put in some community service hours mandated, and then you can get the service, not after the fact, because we know how that doesn't work. So as far as, let's go back to the codes, because what you said is right. The accountability is obviously the big piece of this puzzle that has to work. And then we are working on solutions to try to work that out. There is some problems with the work release program in that you run into ADA issues. You run into, you know, you put these folks to work on a work release program. What happens when they get hurt or ill and they're actually on our clock?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then do they get a claim for workman's comp and state disability right out of that? It's complicated, very complicated. But as I say with everything, not unsolvable. We just have to figure it out and come out with a good solution.
Well, and as part of that piece of the puzzle, there is the president is either in the process of or has reinstated the issue, the work issue through welfare to work, you know, the whole thing. Under the up until the last 8 years, you could only draw welfare when I'm forgetting the name of the bill, but they said, okay, you can only draw welfare for so many hours, and then at the end of that time, you have to start working to get that. And that worked really well. I know in Shasta County, and that was a few years back, when that went into effect, our welfare rolls dropped dramatically. People on food stamps dropped dramatically. It no longer was you couldn't make as much money on welfare as you could with a job, because now you had to have both.
Right. It took away the permanent crutch.
So exactly. Well, unfortunately, the previous administration, as soon as they got into office, took that away. Said, no, we're not going to make them do that anymore. And the welfare rolls and the food stamp rolls changed accordingly. And everybody went right back to not doing anything to getting their money. President Trump has reinstated that part of it. I'm not sure how that's going through the cycles or when it becomes effective, but that's going to have an impact.
I am glad to hear that. I had missed that somewhere, and I think that's a great thing. I hope he chooses to take away the free phones as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and you know, you're absolutely right. Something for nothing. I'm encouraged, and we'll just talk a little bit of federal politics here for a bit, because I'm encouraged when I travel across these United States, I find out that we kind of are hit if you listen to the news at all in this area, and then we live in the state of California, so we're double dosed with the kind of negative, gosh, nobody cares except me attitude that I get, because we're so impacted and so just every day we listen to the give them this and give them that and the, everybody has a problem and yada yada. As you go across these United States, Mike, I'm encouraged to see that there are people out there who live like we want to live, who believe in God, who practice, you know, work ethics. They're teaching their children. I go to businesses. I go to companies that are doing the things the American way. A lot of the stuff that's in the news right now with the NFL and the patriotism that's coming out of the American people, people are not buying into all of that nonsense. I'm encouraged that we're in a path. We got a hope. We got a chance to turn around here.
Well, I agree with you. Excuse me. I agree with you, Trish. And unfortunately, what happens is we get insulated here in California. I just don't know what's going on with our state. I mean, they're so far off the map lately. It is very frustrating, not just for law enforcement, but for the average working American who just wants to what's right for the country and all the morals and beliefs and values that it was founded on seem to be trying to tear that down at every angle, everywhere you turn in this state. And it's good to hear when you get out and you get away from the state and you start mixing with some other folks. It is good to hear. It's encouraging because I see the same thing when I go out and about. It's like a breath of fresh air that it still exists in this country.
It is. I mean, there's flags waving all across this United States and all of the things. This was an interesting trip for me because I was dodging weather every time I turned around. I mean, my whole itinerary and everything kept getting adjusted. We were going to go a southern route. Had a friend in San Antonio that I was thinking about going to see, and then the hurricane hit in Texas and down there, and I went, well, probably not a good route, so we moved that up into a little bit, and we were headed towards Jacksonville, Florida, and to see my sister, and that kind of got to be she was okay on the other side of the whole thing. But you couldn't get there from here. They didn't go through all of that. But what I saw was an outpouring in the communities on the fringes of all those things.
Yeah.
As they got hit with the price of gas going up, and they took it in stride and kind of made some comments about it. That's an interesting subject.
Yeah.
I mean, in one day coming back this week, I paid $2.13 a gallon in one fill up, and at the next fill up, I paid $2.79 as I'm getting west. So. And then I noticed here it's up 290 something.
So Trish, I want to give you one more comment. What you said about that whole patriotism and across America thing and California. So what I've been interesting to see here or interested in watching here is, you know, as our great governor and legislation out of Sacramento continues to make these erratic and brash decisions that fight the federal government, you know, them declaring themselves a sanctuary state has been quite a bold move against what a lot of our wishes are. And now that we have a state of emergency where we have these massive fires sweeping across California, I wonder if the federal government's going to tell them, well, you know what, you want to be on your own, well, don't look for federal dollars to help. Be on your own and figure it out yourself, California.
Well, and certainly the mood of, interestingly enough, in California from the northern part of the state is, yeah, that's exactly what they ought to do. But I think they're going to give the money, and I think the people across the United States keep looking at it and going, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they'll get federal money for this, but I think there's going to be some other programs that are going to change it around that'll maybe get
Well, I certainly
attention.
Don't want to see the folks that are, you know, affected by it and having their lives turned upside down by it pay the consequence of a few in out of Sacramento, but I certainly worry about that, and I think that I think it's a possibility.
Well, but I think maybe those people, and this is really harsh, and then I'm known for that. The people in those communities are the ones that keep voting these people into office. So we'll go back to the whole accountability thing,
right?
And if they do start suffering some damage. They say, well, it's not my fault. Well, it is your fault. You keep voting these people into office who make these rules that put us in these positions. The whole fire thing is a whole nother conversation because as far as I'm concerned, That's all caused by the environmentalists and the lack of management of our public lands in this state that has been so totally unaccountable for so many years. And you know, you got to face the decisions you make and be accountable along the way. Thanks so much, Mike, for coming in. We got another guest in the studio.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me. I always appreciate it, Trish, and I always appreciate hearing feedback from everybody in our community, whether it's the citizens in Anderson or anybody in the county of Shasta. You have some input for me or some suggestions, my door's always open. They can contact me at my office.
Okay, thanks so much, Mike. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Make your purchase of a new luxurious energy-efficient home in the upscale master-planned community of Highland Park, located off Churn Creek Road. Whether you select one of our new style homes currently under construction or choose from our selection of available lots with fabulous views, you'll enjoy amenities that include basketball court, shade structure, bathrooms, children's play area, and masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry, enhancing the look of exteriors with brick and culture stone since 1984. Your Palomar-built Highland Park home is centrally located minutes from downtown and close to shopping. Contact Debbie Morgan at our new model home today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. It's not Thursday. It's Monday, and it's not Linda. It's Trish, and we're just winging it and going here this morning, and we thank you for joining us. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. We are joined in the studio right now by Peggy Rebel, and she's with the Redding Parks Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Tish. Thank you so much for having me here.
Absolutely. So tell us all what the Redding Park Foundation is and what do you do, and just give us a history.
All right. Well, I'm brand new to the Reading Parks Foundation, in part because it is brand new. It was created to assist citizens and nonprofit organizations to improve our community's parks and recreational opportunities and assets, and we support them with funding and administrative support. So we are a separate 501c3, and we work alongside the City of Reading Parks. Each year we select a notable park or recreation project that other nonprofits or community members are attempting to complete. And this year, 2017, the foundation is providing financial support to the Reading Trail Alliance, who are developing a bicycle facility in Coldwell Park for young bikers, young kids that are biking. And they are, it's an area, it's just to the east of Reading Aquatic Park, and you may have seen it if you're out walking the trails, but it's a place where younger kids can kind of hone their bicycling skills. There's like a little mini jumps and a little course out there. And then there's also a recreation of like streets. And so they can really learn how to safely navigate on their bikes.
Good thing to get them off of the streets and the cul-de-sacs and traffic and everything and get them into a place where they can learn how to manipulate and maneuver before they're out there.
Absolutely. And we're really excited about this project that Reading Trail Alliance is working on. And so one of the things that we do is we have an annual fundraising event, and it is called Vine and Dine. And it is going to happen this Thursday evening at from 5:30 to 8 at City Hall. And it will be... You can stroll through City Hall. There will be a variety of local chefs with delectable samplings of foods that they've brought and made. And then there is a wine pairing with each one of them. And Woody's Brew House will also be there. So for those that are not as much wine connoisseurs, there will be some local craft beer. But we just, it'll be a festive event, a lot of fun. You can talk to a lot of these chefs and eat a lot of wonderful food and taste a lot of different wonderful wines.
Oh, that sounds like an absolutely marvelous venue, and it's inside?
It is. Well, part of it is out on that
veranda,
upper patio.
Yeah.
Yes, that beautiful space. And so we're just hoping, kind of watching the weather, because, you know, it looks like we might have potential for a little sprinkle, but I'm sure we will.
That's why we have pop-up tents.
That's why we have pop-up tents, and it will be, it was the first one was held last year, and it was just fabulous. So people really enjoyed it, and it was a wonderful evening and a great opportunity to meet local chefs as well as support some really wonderful projects. And there will also be a silent auction. So we have a lot of really great items there that will be part of that auction. And every bit of the donations really goes to helping continue to improve our parks and recreation open spaces here in Reading.
Well, and I think that's a good thing because, you know, we all have issues within the funding that our government does for different things. And most of us would agree that when money gets tight, and it has been with all the issues we're facing, mm-hmm. that our tax dollars really ought to go to the most important things, which is law enforcement and public safety. Those issues, our fire departments and our police departments. But we all want the nice communities, too.
Yes.
And so these kind of organizations are what makes that happen. Let's
Absolutely.
Get this back into the public, the people who want to use these parks, the people who want their children to have a safe place to go. Come on, people, step up, become a part of this foundation, and or come to these events and help raise money to do it so your taxpayer dollars can go towards the safety issues within our community that we all want to do.
Absolutely. And it's really the other big thing that the foundation is supporting is the Parque Diem. And that is there's a challenge, and community members can propose projects that they would like in their neighborhoods or local trails that they would like to see improved, and they can send them in, and a winner is picked, and up to $10,000 is being given to those projects. And so it's really a win-win because the community members themselves, they're a part of that process. They're proposing, they're invested in wanting to improve their local parks and those spaces around where they're living. And I just think it everybody then really invests more and more into the community, and it's a wonderful
opportunity. Well, I think it's time we all take a step back as community members, and I'm always on this big thing that you just can't sit there and say, well, that'll put a park in.
Yes.
Well, there is no they.
That's
it's you.
Right.
You want a park. You want a park for your kids or what have you. You need to be a part of that and get mm-hmm. involved and help that park make it happen and then help maintain it. And you can do that with these kinds of organizations.
Absolutely.
If somebody wanted to get involved in this, Peggy, how would they get a hold of, who would they get a hold of to become a part of this foundation and help make a difference?
Well, you can go to the website, which is readingparksfoundation.org, and there's a lot of information there about all of these things that I've talked about, as well as how can you get involved, even volunteering and being a part of anything that is going on. You'll also find a link there to get tickets to this event, and it's through Eventbrite, and it's very easy. And then also there is a Facebook page, Reading Parks Foundation, so you can just go on Facebook and write that in, and you'll get our page, and it's a really easy way to connect.
There you go. So if you're just out there and you're kind of thinking, well, I've got some time and I live in the city of Reading, and I maybe you're a grandparent, maybe you're just being retired or thinking about retirement, got some extra hours, and you're really interested in these parks and trails and stuff. This is your opportunity to pick up the phone or go to your computer and get this address, look at the webpage, see how you can become a part of that and a big help in making a difference in this.
Absolutely.
Now, the fundraiser sounds great. Don't happen to have a list of some of the people that are going to be involved?
Well, we have Hannah McCallum, who's with Crepetivity, and she's going to have both a savory crepe and a sweet one as offerings. We have Sadie Roy. She's planning a shrimp mango avocado salsa with spicy tortilla chips.
And
she is with Dignity Health.
Okay.
And she also is going to have a surprise dessert. Wayne Harris, who also is with Dignity Health, is planning on deep fried cheese ravioli with honey butter sauce and pomegranate reduction. And then we also have a local chef, Nancy Worsinger, is planning roasted butternut squash, chickpea, and kale salad. And we have Armando, who has the art studio right here in downtown. I'm not sure exactly what he is planning, but I know it will be fantastic. And then we have three other chefs that will be a part of it. And so you can see we'll have 8 or 9 different food offerings, and then each one is paired with a different wine, and then we also have Woody's brew house will be there. So.
Okay, do you think these are local wines or?
I think they are local to California. I'm not sure that they're right here in our particular area, and this is also sponsored by Ron Davis with Grocery Outlet, and they're a big sponsor of this event. And so I know that they've all been paired. There was a tasting to make sure that, which wine went with which food the best. And so we've had all these experts working on this, and I know it's just going to be fantastic.
This is an opportunity not only to help the Park Foundation for this particular project, but also we have a lot of new restaurants and new offerings within Reading and Shasta County, and this is an opportunity to get out and find out where these places are. If you haven't been to Woody's, then this is an opportunity to find out more about what they're doing with the beer, as you indicate. The wine industry should certainly get everyone's attention right now with all of the things that
fires
are going on and the fires down in the wine country and just the appalling impact of all of those fires on those communities. But more importantly, the wine country, California wine, is going to become a real premium here that you better, you know, recognize it's going to fall back a bit, and it's going to take years to rebuild some of those wineries.
It sure sounds like it.
This portion of the show has been brought to you by Cedar Tree Restaurant. Try the great food and service at the gathering place for Palisadro, Cedar Tree Restaurant. They're open Saturday through Tuesday from 7:30 a.m. till 2, and Wednesday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 8 p.m. at 22020 Palisadro Way in Palisadro. It's well worth the drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dark desires and hidden agendas fuel extreme behaviors. As Shasta College presents Arthur Miller's heart-pounding play, The Crucible, based on the Salem witch trials and inspired by the McCarthy hearings of the 1950s. The Crucible will take you on an emotional roller coaster ride of disturbing and often terrifying levels. Perfect for Halloween thrill seekers looking for something new and exciting. This spellbinding production is directed by Dr. Gregory Thorson, with David Fraser as the set designer, and features costumes by Hilary Fahey, lighting by Tim Dye, and hair and makeup by Matthew McDonald. The Crucible opens at the Shasta College Theater on October 13th and runs through October 22nd. Tickets are $12 for general admission, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students. It's Arthur Miller's classic play, The Crucible, coming to the Shasta College Theater October 13th and running through October 22nd. Purchase tickets online at shastacollege.edu.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is the elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time again for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Friday, October 20th at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. Boondocker Ball is a 1940s USO-style dinner and dance with live music from the Lou White Band, plus live auction and drawings from among many firearms, dinners, trips, and more. It's $35 per person, $50 per couple, and you can buy a table of eight for $500, which includes $400 worth of drawing tickets. Buy your tickets now. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And keep the date Friday, October 20th for the Boondocker Ball, a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum Building Project. Thank you for your support. That number again, 378-2280, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You can jump into the chat room, kcnr1460.com, or give us a call at 605-4567. And I'm visiting right now with Peggy Rabal. She's with the Reading Parks Foundation. And we've been talking about an upcoming event and actually what the Reading Parks Foundation does in the city of Reading and how you can become a part of that. So again, I want to encourage you that if you like the parks and you want to support these things that happen and you agree with me that our actual taxpayer money in a large part ought to go towards the things that keep us safe so we can enjoy those things like our police and fire and public safety issues. So, and when money's limited, here's your opportunity to get involved and make a difference in those quality of life issues that maybe tax dollars just won't stretch far enough to cover.
Great. Yes. And this event is a wonderful way for people to show their support. It is this Thursday evening from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And it is at Reading City Hall. You go right in the main building and the tickets are $40. And you can get them online by going to the website readingparksfoundation.org and just scroll down to Vine and Dine. And you can just take care of it online. You can also get them at the door. So we hope that we'll have a lot of people showing up. There's a silent auction as well. And it's going to be a fabulous evening of sampling wonderful food and wine and beer. And, you know, talking and just enjoying community. Because that's really what the foundation is about, is really enhancing and building community.
Yeah, thank you so much, Peggy, for sharing that with us. And again, I want to encourage everybody to do this. And so your task this morning is to call a friend, see if they want to go with you on Thursday night. And then let's call and get or go into the website. And if you make your reservation, then you ensure that they're going to have plenty of food there.
Yes.
Because they know how many people are coming. And so they're going to be having plenty for everybody to enjoy visiting and learning about these new restaurants and chefs in our community, the wines that will be available and all those other things that make us a part of, make up a part of our community. So you can learn about lots of things this Thursday. And once again, it's this Thursday. No more stalling. The tickets are $40. It's going to be held from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Reading City Hall. You'll get your tickets by going online to readingparksfoundation.org. Buy your tickets online. Make your reservations. They will be available at the door, but we really encourage you to buy in advance because that way the chefs know exactly how much food to have there and you can be assured that you're going to have a pleasant experience.
Absolutely. And I do know we have capped it at 300 people, so it's really much better to get them online ahead of time and ensure that you have space. So.
Exactly. And get out and support and make a difference in your community. I can't just tell you strongly enough how important it is that you get involved in this park. Tell us just one more time about the park and the kids, where the location is of the park you're working on this year.
It is fantastic. And the organization that is spearheading this is Reading Trail Alliance. And they are a fantastic organization that has done work on a lot of trails in our community. And they have, it's east, just east to the east of Reading Aquatic Center and sort of south of the soccer parks, right in that area. But I went by there the other day, and it's well underway. But it will be an area for kids to kind of learn how to go up and over little bumps. And also there's an area where they can actually, there will be a street kind of layout so that they can learn how to stop at a stop sign and ride on the right side and all the different rules that they need to before they actually get out on the road. So it's a fantastic opportunity for our young children to have a safe place to learn and also to have fun.
Absolutely, and that's another opportunity for you to get involved. If you have an interest in biking and those things, there's an opportunity. These young children, if they're trained properly, don't become a problem on the highway. And we know that we're constantly striving for the safety of our children. This is an opportunity to make sure that your kids and your grandkids have a safe place to ride, get out and be a part of that effort. And maybe you can get back on your bike and go out and teach them. And I'm going to just say from personal experiences, some of the older people that could learn how to ride a bike too a little bit better than they do out on the safety street.
We all need a little part like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. If you're not part of the solution sometimes, maybe you're part of the problem.
That's right. But also, if you're interested in any bike-related opportunities, you know, Reading Trail Alliance is another wonderful nonprofit that we have locally here doing fabulous work. So really want to support them.
Well, great. And we are sorry they didn't get here to give their pitch, but at least we threw in what they had. Again, one more time, let's just remind you that this Thursday, October 19th from 5:30 to 8:00, at Redding City Hall. The Vine and Dine, put on by the Redding Parks Foundation, in support of this park. And we're going to go to the phones really quickly, and we have an event on the line.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And Jared. Sorry, Jared. Hey, I just wanted to put a shout-out to the Veteran Resource Center. We have a big box truck lined up this morning for accepting donations and supplies that will be going down to the Santa Rosa area for the fire victims.
Very good.
So I want to make everybody aware of it.
And where is it located again?
The Veteran Resource Center is over on Hartnell Avenue next to the round table. I'll get you an address immediately. But huge truck sitting out in front, and you'll be able to recognize it easily straight across from. It is 153 Hartnell Avenue.
Okay.
So 153 Hartnell, and we'll be taking a big truck down to let them know that Shasta County has their back.
Okay, and so, Vince, suggestions about what kind of items people should bring.
Oh, a lot of the, right now we're looking for hypodermics for diabetes and that kind of issue. I'm actually looking it up right now. We have a big list out on the internet. But all the generals, water, clothing, obviously we're getting ready to go into some cold weather activities, so that people are going to need whatever they've got. Gift certificates have been really big, the $5 and $10 ones just for fast food. A lot of these people were forced out of their homes, obviously, when, you know, there was really nothing to be, they couldn't pick up even their wallets. So I mean, there's a number of different things. There is a spot out there to Semper Fi Memorial Honor Detail. If you go out to Facebook, there's a spot out there that actually lists all the things that we're looking for. But if you give me a call, 949-5000, I'll give you a list as well.
Okay, Ben. Again, that's 949-5000?
Yep.
Okay. So one more time, where you're located and how long you're going to be there.
We're going to be there until the truck is full. Hopefully it happens pretty quickly. It's 153 Hartnell Avenue. 153 Hartnell Avenue.
Okay. Very much. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, we like at KCNR Radio to always give the opportunity to let people get their message out and help. Shasta County is such a sharing community.
Yes, it is. Yes,
they step to the plate. We have our own issues here, but when something happens to our sisters and brothers in other areas of the state and or country, we're always there to help, and that's important, I think, that we do that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Peggy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Want to see everybody Thursday evening down at Redding City Hall for the Vine and Dine, and it's going to be great, and I can't wait to taste all those wonderful things you were talking about.
Me
opportunity
too.
For wine and food and beer and camaraderie.
Great. Yep, ReddingParksFoundation.org.
All right.
Thank you
so much
for
coming in.
All right.
And so we've got another hour coming up here. We're going to talk, unless we have another guest that we all don't know about at this point, but we'll just go with that too. Otherwise, I'm going to be talking about all the things going on in this United States and kind of a great opportunity that I had over the last 6 weeks to venture out from one coast to the other and just, you know, there's so much out there. We talk about wanting to visit other countries and other places, and yet there's so much at the part of this United States that I'm going to share a little bit with you and maybe tantalize you into getting off your couch and get into your car or an RV or an airplane and go and find out what's going on in the rest of the world. So I'm hoping that you'll give me a call. If you have questions or comments about anything, you can do that at 530-605-4567. Or as you know, you can stream live or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. So Carl and Linda are not here this morning. They're enjoying themselves in some place. Carl, I think, will be back tomorrow. I've been gone for 6 weeks. It's not Thursday. I've got everybody totally confused, I'm sure, at this point, because I usually do Thursday mornings, and I haven't been here for a while. But we'll be back at 8 o'clock, and we'll have some more conversation and talk about some more great hosts of this show. And we'll thank you for joining in, and we'll be back after these messages.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Rain forecast for Northern California and lighter winds also in that forecast could help firefighters finally get an upper hand on those wildfires burning in Northern California. This week, thousands of evacuees have been allowed to go back to their homes, but for some, all that means is a first-hand glance at the destruction and a lot of heartache.
It's gone. It's gone. It's completely gone.
The about 11,000 firefighters still battling 15 fires are hoping to have them contained at least by the end of the week, thanks to improving weather conditions. U.S. Coast Guard crews tried to get a helicopter into the air in their ongoing search for a man missing after an oil rig explosion in a lake near New Orleans. Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe Lopatino says that the fire does continue to burn on that rig.
There is about a 2-inch valve pipe, natural gas pipe, that is still burning off residual gas. It is not a live feed. It's very low pressure that is coming from that. Does not appear to be any environmental concern at this point in time.
Authorities say Jefferson Parish drinking water will remain safe because it is pulled from the Mississippi River and not that nearby lake. Nordstrom is halting the search for a buyer, at least temporarily, the retailer says in a regulatory filing that several members of the Nordstrom family told the special committee that they are now suspending, actively looking to close on a sale this year. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments on whether American Express violated antitrust laws when it barred merchants from asking customers to use credit cards with lower fees.
The case was filed by 11 states and the Obama administration, which argued that allowing merchants to steer customers to cards with lower fees would benefit consumers and would provide incentives for credit networks to lower their fees. A court ruled against American Express, but an appeals court overturned that ruling.
As Wally Hines reporting, more from townhall.com.
From Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me. Ron and Debbie Hall have everything they could ever want, except for a loving marriage. But when Debbie befriends a homeless man, their lives begin to intersect, and they are all changed forever.
Amazing how far a little 10 or 11 care can go.
Same Kind of Different as Me, based on the incredible true story and best-selling book. In theaters October 20th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
Iraqi government forces say they have captured key installations outside the disputed city of Kirkuk that had been held by Kurdish fighters.
I'm standing at the edge of the main road in Kirkuk, and there is a real exodus taking place. An endless stream of cars now coming down the road, heading out of the city in the direction of Erbil. We've seen people with bedding and belongings on top of their cars. We've seen people with frightened children on their laps. We've just had a bus go by. An elderly woman who was almost in tears told us that she didn't dare to remain in the city.
That is the BBC's Orla Guerin reporting for us today from Kirkuk, Iraq. On Wall Street, it's been a strong showing so far for the major indexes. About an hour and a half after the opening bell, the Dow is up 28 points, the NASDAQ up 15. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Portugal's Civil Protection Service says at least 31 people have died in a series of wildfires in their country. The BBC's Alison Roberts has more.
Portuguese officials fear that the number of dead could rise further as they take stock after hundreds of blazes made Sunday the worst day of the year for forest fires. The government has declared a state of public calamity in all districts north of the River Tagus, around two-thirds of the country, so freeing up more resources to fight the fires.
That's Alison Robinson reporting. The movie studio, co-founded by Harvey Weinstein, may be putting itself up for sale now. The Weinstein Company says it's getting an immediate cash infusion from Colony Capital and is in negotiations for the potential sale of all or a significant portion of that movie studio. Weinstein fired by the company just last week following allegations of sexual harassment and assault that span decades. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's not Thursday. It's Monday morning. This is not Carl and Linda. This is Trish Clark. I'm back from on the road again and back in the studio here this morning and kind of winging it as we're going. My engineer, Jared, is with us this morning. What's the weather looking like, Jared?
It's still 43 degrees outside right now. Today, it's going to be a high of 87, a low of 53. On Tuesday, a high of 84 and a low of 53. On Wednesday, a high of 82, a low of 53. And on Thursday, we have a 40% chance of rain with a high of 70 and a low of 52.
And the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I hope you're out there listening this morning. I just got back from 6 weeks on the road in my RV. I hope I have a bunch of new listeners out there today. Faye and Jim and Cliff and Leanne and Diane and Terry and Judy and I hope all of you have tuned in this morning and are watching as I kind of stumble through this whole thing with an engineer who doesn't do live reads, and I don't usually do them either. We're kind of just going along here this morning and taking guests as they come through the door. And I'm going to be telling you a little bit about this great trip I just went on, and I hope you've got some comments you'd like to call in. I'll give you some insights into what was happening in this world and how the impacts of our weather and different things that have happened over the last couple of months have on a traveler as you descend or you wind your way across the United States. Right now, we're going to go to the phone and we're going to get an update from Sally Raleigh. Good morning, Raleigh Sally.
Good morning, Trish. Welcome back to the sanctuary state.
Yeah, boy. Is that a deal? And now we need help, and I don't know. I think I would tell the president to forget it, but I think he's going to give us the money we need.
For the fires, you
yes,
mean?
Yes, for the fires.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he would be silly not to give us the money we need for the fires. That wouldn't make him look very good. But the sanctuary state issue is a big issue. And we have got Tom Basinko coming to speak to us tonight at the Reading Patriots at 6 o'clock. And I've asked him to address this issue because he went to a meeting several weeks ago of the sheriffs down in L.A. because they all gathered together to try to figure out how they were going to handle this in their own districts and their own counties. So we're interested in hearing what he has to say. I know it just makes their job that much harder. It actually puts the handcuffs on the sheriff's department instead of on the criminals.
Well, you know, it certainly does. And I was talking with Chief Mike Johnson in the first hour of the show about the difficulties that we have dealing with these laws and what have you that's coming out of Sacramento and really putting those on the ground in our communities. It really, it ties the hands of our local law enforcement. It's crazy. It's crazy. And you really get a reality check as you get out away from this constant barrage of insanity and realize that we're kind of the laughing stock of the whole country.
We are. We absolutely are. And now that Kevin DeLeon is throwing his hat into the ring to run against Dianne Feinstein, I'm thinking, which one do we want, the frying pan or the fire?
Yeah. And where is some sane conservative Republican that could attract the part of the votes in this state?
They figure they're not going to waste their money here because it's, you know, it's a lost cause basically. But there is a solution, and it's the state of Jefferson. And we invite people to come out tonight at 5:30. We have our state of Jefferson meeting right before our main meeting, and find out what you can do to get involved. While you were gone, we have filed our court case and had our first hearing. So we are on the way to suing the state of California for lack of representation and dilution of vote.
Well, and I think if it's ever going to work, and certainly you know I'm a supporter, because you're just continuing to do the same thing and expecting different results is insanity. We need to at least try to solve the problem that we have for the lack of representation. Our voice is not heard anyplace.
That would go a long way to leveling the playing field in California. If we had a representative for every county, and it would affect not just our counties up here, but every county in California.
You know, when you look at the colorings and the different renditions of the red and the blue map, you realize that the land space of the state of California is very conservative.
Yes.
It's those large population areas that control what happens in the state of California.
That's right. 26 of the 58 counties in California voted for Trump last election.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and yet they claim that our state is entirely blue, which is not the case.
No, it is not. And I will tell you, having been in, well, a whole bunch of states, again, I have that conversation on a regular basis. And part of what they just, every conversation is, no, I'm from way Northern California. No, the fires are not in Northern California. And they constantly are amazed that when I talk about, no, I'm like 2 hours above Sacramento, and then there's like 2 hours of state above me.
Yeah.
And they're blown, their minds are blown by that because the constant barrage of the I can't even call them media anymore, the information they get over the telephone or over the newspapers and TV, it isn't media, it's something way beyond that. But anyway, they constantly refer to the Bay Area as Northern California.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Sally, so remind everybody,
go ahead. I was going to say I'm very interested in hearing about your travels, Trish, and perhaps maybe some Monday in the future you'd like to come out and talk about it a little bit at our meeting.
Oh, well, you know, we might think about that. Maybe you finally hit on a topic I would be comfortable with.
Awesome. We have Baron Browning coming next Monday, so that would be right in your wheelhouse.
There you go. Okay, so remind us again where you meet and what time.
Okay, we meet at 6 o'clock at the Eagle's Nest Church at 3276 Bocelli Lane. Come on out at 5:30 and get involved with Jefferson.
Yeah, and this is an important meeting tonight because we're going to get an update from Sheriff Tom Bozenko about Bozenko. What did I say?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sanctuary City issue.
The Sanctuary State issue and the Sanctuary County. I think our county is looking to revisit that issue at an upcoming board meeting.
Well, how interesting. Now, remind everybody that the city of Anderson has taken a position that they are not a sanctuary city.
Absolutely. That's why we're having Baron Browning come speak next week.
Yeah, the city of Reading, the city of Shasta Lake, and the county opted not to think, they didn't think it was at the right time to be talking about it.
Right. They wanted to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, well, we've seen what's happened. Now maybe they'll take a position.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be refreshing?
Nothing like leading from behind.
There, yeah, exactly. Well,
right,
well
Trish,
put,
well,
Sally.
Glad to have you back, and we'll be talking to you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, Trish, bye.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a break here, and then we're going to come back and talk about the travels of Trish.
Save at Redding Kia's Customer Appreciation 10 sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Redding Kia says thank you with big discounts on every new Kia in stock.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. For information on how to get help or if you have something to contribute, call 605-8114.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
And you put the news down before the world.
Okay, and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And this is Trish Clark. I am back from my journeys. It's not Thursday. This is Mondays for all of you that are going, oh my gosh, the week is half over and I just thought it was just starting because I usually do Thursdays. Jump into our chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. It's 819 and it's 43 degrees going up to an 87 today. Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. I want to just update you just on a couple of things that are coming up. On Wednesday at the Wind River Event Center, there's an opportunity to join Matthew Sandusky. He's the adopted son of Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, and it's an evening with an author and survivor, Undaunted. Great opportunity to learn something about this great young man. Also on October 21st, the 16th annual Spaghetti Feed fundraiser presented by the Wings of Angel and the Sons of Italy is held from 4 to 7:30. That's at the Sons of Italy Hall on 4850 Cedars Road. And that's $12 for adults, $6 for children. There's a raffle things going on that evening, and they're all raising funds for the organization dedicated to children with cancer and serious illness. And also on November 4th, remind everybody of the big Veterans Day Parade, 25 years honoring our veterans, and that's on Saturday, November 4th, in the city of Shasta Lake, as always, and invite you all to go out there at 10 a.m. So, on September 5th, I and my traveling companion, Mary Mooney, both Mary and I lost our husbands about the same time, about 10 years ago, became friends and have taken many, many trips in my RV. And for those of you who don't know, I have a 30-foot Class C motorhome, and I tow a little Suzuki Samurai. So whatever mental picture that gets up in your brain, we've been across the United States now 3 times. We've been in every state in the Union, some of them a few more times than others. I can guarantee you that we've seen many, many things. And as I'm talking this morning, I'm also going to guarantee you that you're going to think of, gee, I wonder if she stopped at, and I probably didn't. What I'm learning is that there is so much in these United States and in each city and in each little community that you go through if you just look right here in your own community. And you always hear me inviting you and encourage you to get out and look at what's right here, because we don't even do the things that are available in our own community. We took off on September 5th, and because we were born and raised, both of us, on the West Coast, we've done a lot of stuff in the Western states, you know, over the last many, many years. And so we tend to not spend as much time in this part of the country. And so we kind of, what I refer to as deadhead for a while as we go. So we went through Tonopah, Nevada, and Flagstaff, Arizona, and Tucumcari, New Mexico, kind of, you know, one day drive. And then our first official stop was in Oklahoma City. And a friend had told me about this great museum there called the National Cowboy Museum and in Oklahoma City. Wow. Country history, the history of the West, from movie stars who played in Westerns, the John Waynes, to the history of the cowboys and the ranchers and that whole trails and what an incredible museum. We spent half a day there. And as things happened, we picked up a flyer while we were there about the Oklahoma City National Memorial Museum. Now, you know, I hadn't really thought too much about what that was when we stopped there that day. But it's a museum put together about the bombings in Oklahoma City. My, how quickly we forget, you know, those traumatic things that happened when all those children were killed and all those other people were that whole building collapsed. And I guess I just hadn't thought about Oklahoma City in a long time. But we decided to go and take a look at that. Oh, my gosh. I can't begin. I wish you could have been there. Because you go into this really well-done exhibit. The building has been kind of rebuilt and looks like the building that was there before. You go in and you're kind of, they usher you into a room. You're sitting there. listening to a water board meeting, because that was what was going on in that building at that time. And you're kind of going, what's going on here? Well, all of a sudden, it becomes very clear what's going on, because the whole thing is reenacted. And the sounds, and then you walk through display after display and recordings and accountings, photographs, pictures. I'm telling you, I don't know that I've been through a more informative, heart-rendering set of displays. We spent several hours there because there's just so much to take in and remember and listen to the accounts of the firefighters and the people that were in the building, the people who tried to help as the building was exploding and coming down. People were not rushing away. They were rushing to try to help. Evidently, they were the people were unaware there was a YMCA child care center nearby, and they quickly went and made sure all those children were safe and got them out and kept assuring all the people asking about the children that in fact the children were safe. It was a few minutes, a little while into this, when they realized that there were children in the basement of this building. And the people were unaware they were there, except that the people who'd left their children there were coming for them. And it's just most moving. It's very well done, and you just can kind of visualize, and you're there. Outside, they have a memorial by floor with chairs of the names and a remembrance of those people. And across the street, there's a statue of, and there's the graves of all of the children. I'm not good with memory, but I believe there was like 18. And there's markings and statues for each one of those children. And then there is a statue of Jesus. And he's crying, and across the bottom it says, "And Jesus wept." Most movie. I get teared up even looking at it now, or talking about it, because it was incredible. But this is downtown Oklahoma City. I never thought about stopping there, but that's kind of what I do on these trips. Is we do a lot of meandering and what if, and as we get into communities, we say, okay, so where would you take your best friend or your girlfriend or your grandmother for dinner tonight at a good local restaurant, and we find places to eat that way, and then ask them about things in their community that they're proud about, and you'd be amazed what you find out. As an example, that night we went to this great restaurant called the Red Prime Rib, and it was a converted car manufacturer showroom, and they had made this great dinner house out of it with a bar and everything, but they had left a whole lot of the process there. You could actually kind of visualize and see, with great decor and art effects, where the cars had kind of spun around in the middle when they were on display and ready to be sold. And so, again, right downtown Oklahoma City, and a beautiful venue that I'm not sure we would have found except someone at the memorial that day kind of directed us in that direction. So that was our first stop, and then we went from there. Again, the other thing we decided to do on this trip is, the first two trips we took, we didn't stop and see people. And every time when we'd get back then after Facebook, they'd say, "Oh, you were in Charlottesville. Why didn't you come and see us? And we just moved to Huntsville, and you were there." And so we decided to do that this time. And so a lot of the stops we made, and that was a lot of fun, catching up with people that had lived in our area and or we had made friends with in other trips or what have you. So we had a lot of that, visiting with forever friends and family as we went. And of course, there's certain areas, if you get real close, like you can't not spend a night. So the next stop we had was at the Graceland RV Park. We'd already been through Graceland, so we didn't bother to do that. But we did stay at the park and went down for dinner on Beale Street. can't get close to Memphis and not go down to Beale Street. Had dinner and music, great entertainment at Silky O'Sullivan's. For those of you who've been around Memphis, it's just got an atmosphere that you can't help but love. And if you love the nightlife and people and music, gotta visit Beale Street in Memphis. And then we went from there and went to Huntsville, Alabama. And I have dear, dear friends there, Faye and Jim. And we visited with them, and Faye took us around to one of my great pastimes, a little antiquing and what we call junking, and come up with all kinds of treasures that you just can't pass up, and you just know they're more valuable than the price they have on them. But you do them down anyway a little bit, because, I mean, you have to do that. You have to talk them down on that price. So great Indian dinner. At a kind of a place that you, I love it when people say, well, you know, it doesn't look like much. You can almost always bet you're going to get really great food there, because the average tourist is not going to venture into this place that just doesn't look that great. So we're going to be right back after these messages with more of Tricia's Travels.
Baby, you hurt me, and I know that I...
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Join One Safe Place on Wednesday, October 18th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for Undaunted, an evening of inspiration with guest speaker Matthew Sandusky, adopted son of former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, who will discuss his journey from being a victim to becoming a survivor. Undaunted is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. For tickets, table, and sponsorship information, visit One Safe Place at ospshasta.org.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
And And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's Monday, October 16th. It's about 43 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for an 87 today. This portion of the show is brought to us by Cypress Square Barbershop, the place that Carl and all those military kind of guys love to go and get their hair cut. They got the right kind of magazines. They talk about guns and ammo and hunting and all kinds of guy kind of things. They're the best place in town to get a barbershop, a haircut at 2463 Athens Avenue. Give them a call at 244-9478. Stop by and get a real good haircut. Carl will tell you that's the only place in town to do it. So anyway, we're talking. This is as just a, if you just tuned in and wonder, oh my goodness, no, it's not Thursday. It's Monday. I'm just back from a long vacation. Carl and Linda are gone on vacation, and Bob Belongi's gone on vacation as well. So Jared and I are winging it here this morning, and I'm telling you about a great trip across the United States. So we left Huntsville, Alabama, and the great Indian dinner and antiquing. Went on to visit some Mary's family in Augusta, Georgia. I talked a bit at the last hour about the fact that when I travel, I don't have a real set agenda or itinerary. I don't have to exactly be any place and don't know exactly where I'm going, and am kind of, you know, subject to change and spur of the moment. This trip specifically was kind of rooted by things happening around me. As an example, we started to go down south a little bit. But then the hurricanes in Texas kind of changed our plans there just as we were leaving. So we bumped up and went through the center of the United States, i.e. Oklahoma City, in that way. And originally I was heading towards Jacksonville, Florida, because I wanted to see my sister. Well, by the time we got down into the Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia area, it became very apparent that I probably was not going to Jacksonville, Florida. Fortunately, my sister, while she did lose her power, she lives in Jacksonville. She really wasn't, inundated that much. But the streets and roads and everything else in Jacksonville, Florida are still a mess. I spoke with her last night. And they're still trying to recoup. So at this point in time, there was nothing on the store shelves. The roads were not open. There was mass flooding. There was no place for me to take an RV, and certainly no business going anywhere near it, because the parks, RV parks, and places in Georgia and Alabama were actually full of people from Florida and then, Louisiana and all those places that had been so tremendously impacted. The other thing that we noticed was, you know, the price of gas. Their gas was much cheaper than ours, and they were all complaining about, oh my goodness, the price of gas has gone up 50 cents a gallon. Ladies and gentlemen, that means it was like at $2.35 and $2.45, not what we're already used to. So while it had gone up for them, we were kind of enjoying the price of gas as we went across. So we did spend some time then in Georgia with some family of Mary's. And then we headed back into Alabama to visit some other friends. But on the way, we stopped one day in Harlem, Georgia, and we came across this great Laurel and Hardy Museum, which was just, this is a big deal. I mean, they have a huge convention every year where several thousand people come to this little bitty community, Harlem, Georgia. I had a great, all kinds of memorabilia from Laurel and Hardy. And across the street away from there was this memorial. And they had, I'm always like town squares in these small cities. And with all of the tearing down of statues and all those things that they're talking about, we wandered through this memorial, and it had a statue or a plaque or something for every war since the beginning of the United States, from the American Revolution to the Confederate War, all the way through. And they were honoring the military from each one of those battles right up through the present day things that are going on in Afghanistan, and all the military people and veterans who had been from that community. And I stood there, and in fact, I took pictures, and I think I posted it on Facebook, and I thought, yeah, I wonder which one of these memorials do they want to knock down now? Which one of these military do they no longer want to honor? It was another very moving. I have stories about each thing and can go on and on, but we stayed at, so we kind of pick RV parks just a day at a time and where we're headed. Sometimes that can be real surprising. The next park we went to specifically, I just can't help but mention because it was a Shriners park. And we talked to them on the phone, and yeah, there was no problem, and it was they had space and everything. Well, this was one of those where you just kind of drove in, and they did have hookups. They weren't really marked any place, and it was just a great big field, and there were several Shriner functions going on up in the front of it, but nobody who really seemed to know or care that there was an RV park in the back. And it took us 2 days to finally find somebody we could pay. Because we couldn't figure out, there wasn't an office, and the Shriners just kind of ran it. And then we ended up, actually, we went to ask somebody a question, and then Mary came back and said, come on, let's go, we're going to dinner with this group of people. And we jumped into a car and went to a great buffet dinner at this place in Macon, Georgia. I don't remember the name of the place, but it was great fun, and we made a whole bunch of new friends. We then went on to Enterprise, Alabama. Now, for those of you who don't know, Enterprise, Alabama is the boll weevil capital, okay? They have a huge monument, and you go there, you have got to have your picture taken at the boll weevil monument in Enterprise, Alabama. It's also the home of Fort Rucker, which is the home of U.S. Aviation in United States, and most of the military who train in aviation go through Fort Rucker. I have really dear forever friends, Leanne and Cliff, there, and we got to spend a couple of days with them and see all the sites and do some fantastic shopping at some great boutiques and not all the major stores and what. Went from there to Tennessee, stayed in a RV park called Homeless Hill. You get a whole story there. Lots of stories behind all this. If you want to talk, I got lots of pictures too. But then we kind of hooked up with Mary's sister and another couple, and we went then north and headed towards eventually Lake George, New York. And we stayed there, went through the Fort William Henry Monument and Fort, and Lake George Village, which just was incredible. Went into Shelburne, Vermont, and went through a museum there, the Shelburne Museum, which is just really another interesting one. In East Thetford, Vermont, had to make one little stop off to the side of the road. I have a tendency to do that. I'm really mobile in that 30-foot Class C motorhome and can find a place to park in places that most people wouldn't think of. But this was a really important stop because it was a moonshine distillery. And I saw this big sign and decided that was a good spot. So I sampled a little bit of stuff there and bought some samples home with me. We went then to a place called, Mary and I had visited before. It's called the Sugarbush Maple Syrup and Cheese Factory. And this is, you know, they're great signs, but again, as you pull off, you're kind of on this windy road. This is a family operation that was started. In fact, the lady who was checking me out that day in this marvelous place after we tasted syrup and cheese and all these wonderful things and walked through the operation, which is literally pipes and plastic tubing strung from tree to tree that you can actually see, and you can see it go down back into the back part where they process the syrup and they make the cheese, and they've got the animals and all that there, and you can kind of walk among the animals, and then you go into this great tasting room, and this company, it's called the Sugarbush Farm, they ship worldwide. It started the lady that was checking me out. It was very crowded in there that day, and she was talking about where she was standing was her kitchen, and it really wasn't set up for this kind of thing. And so that building we were in was actually her home, and this was the grandmother, and this is all the kids in there working, and they employ several shifts, because they ship, like I say, worldwide. Again, I have samples. I tend to spend a lot of money when I take these trips because you just can't pass up these great bargains. But there's nothing like that Vermont syrup and some of that cheese that comes back. And then we get to Maine. Okay. Scarborough, Maine. And that's when the lobster starts. Because when you're in Maine, you just can't, I mean, you eat lobster because it's not anything like you can get on the West Coast at all. It tastes totally different. I won't have any lobster now for a while because I have to get that beautiful sweet taste out of my mind before I can eat what we get over here. But the seafood is great. And you have to do that, the whole lobster thing. I mean, that's just part of the whole ambiance. Quite frankly, the lobster tail we order is what you really want, because the rest of that's a big waste of time. There's not much there, but you got to do it with the whole bib and everything. And of course, we managed to do that several times as we went through the whole process. So I've got a little bit more. I hope you're not bored to tears by now, but we've got some stories to tell before we get to the end of the show. We're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be right back.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
North Valley Stand Down is an effort to reach out to veterans who are suffering from the effects of poverty and who need help. A wide variety of free services and necessities will be offered to veterans in need. Transportation is available.
Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. It's all free with no strings attached and nothing to fear. For information on how to get help, call 605-811-4.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. hope you're joining us in the chat room at KCNR1460.com, or if you've got a question, give us a call at 605-4567. It's Trish Clark this morning. I'm just giving you a little bit of a travel update. All the great things I just was blessed to see over the last 6 weeks as I traveled this United States. It's 45 degrees in Reading right now. We're looking for a high today of 87. This portion of the show is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelers. One of my favorite candy stores. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They also have the only watchmaker in Reading. So if you're going to get your watch fixed, it's going to end up there. You might as well take it there. They have a great display of estate jewelry and all kinds of wonderful pieces. And so if you've got, you know, holidays are coming up, you got birthdays, or you just want to buy something special for yourself, great place to go look. So give them a call at 222-2750. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, so I left you in Scarborough, Maine, and I love the East Coast and the seafood. And so we were able to spend several days around Scarborough, Maine, Portland, Maine. There's a waterfront in Portland, Maine, and they do in a lot of locations there, but they do what they call the duck bus tours. And you get on, and they take you all around different places and kind of give you a flavor for what's there in the community, and it's a real fun trip. They had a lobster roll for lunch that day. And then we went in Bath, Maine, to the Marine Maritime Museum. And wow, that was just incredible. It was where all of the sailing vessels and shipping up and down the East Coast, and they had the history of all of those boats that were there and the companies that made them and why they stuck, even after steam and those things were coming, and they stuck to the sailing ships. And the whole process of how those ships were built. A lot of conversation both at the Maritime Museum and the tours at the lighthouses is the fact that Maine is so much further east than the rest of the coastline of the United States that was always, even back in the early part of this country, that was the place where the main military place things were set up, because they were that much closer to Europe and the battlefield, if you will. So a lot of great, interesting stuff there, and more than I can share in an hour, and all kinds of great side stories that I probably can't share on the air as well. And so we did that in Bath, Maine, and then we went. The other thing we just couldn't resist that day is in. I think it's in Bath, Maine, or probably Portland. Anyway, it's called a place called Becky's Diners. Now, if any of you watch I think it's called the Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins, or whatever that show is, Becky's Diner is one of the few that has been visited twice by this group. And so my friend Mary happens to watch that show. I don't, and so we had to stop there, and we'd already had, I have to admit, we'd already had the lobster roll, but we ate some of their homemade pie just so we could say we'd gone to Becky's Diner. And then the best part of the trip for me always is when I get to go and visit my adopted daughter, Judy Fish. You all see me on Facebook with her. They live in Palmyra, Virginia, her and Antoni, and on Lake Monticello. And wow, what's to say? They've got boats and the sunsets and the sunrises. That the night of that great huge full moon, we were out on the boat in the water after having traveled that whole day to get to Judy and Tony's, and we went out on a sunset cruise, watched the sunset, and then turned the boat around and watched the moon rise. It just doesn't get any better than that in these United States. It's just beautiful. They have a boat also that we go out on while we're there. It's called the Pontiki. And you just have to ask me about pictures about the Pontiki. It's a pontoon boat that is just the tackiest thing you've ever seen in your life. It has plastic flowers and tikis, and they play a lot of Jimmy Buffett music. and Margaritaville, and it's just a trip, and it's a bunch of, I mean, these are not kids that we're talking about. These are retired people and have a ton of fun on the boat. You just got to see those pictures. And then, you know, the reality is at the end of all that, and I've just touched a few highlights here, the reality of that is as you go through these communities and you look at these people, my spirits are always renewed, that this crazy thing that we kind of get engulfed in the state of California, where I fear sometimes that it's lost and there's no turning back, from the very, decay of our country. Every Saturday or Sunday, we find a Catholic church in these communities because that's our faith. It is incredible to go to these different communities, find the roots and the people that are going to church. There's good turnouts. There's flags waving, ladies and gentlemen, across this United States. And there's memorials and there's people saying prayers. It's a good thing to get out and actually look at these United States and recognize that there is an upswing out there that is supporting this president and this administration. I believe we want to go back to one country under God, and I believe that the pride in the U.S. is returning. I can see it as we go through the states and we see great things with billboards, flags waving, memorials. This country is proud of being part of America. We live in probably one of the prettiest places. As I take pictures, I didn't mention the colors. I was back there because, you know, it's fall in Maine and Vermont and New Hampshire. They kept telling me that the colors weren't as good this year because it was a little warmer and what have you. Well, wow, I don't know what it looks like when they're good, but it is breathtaking. God's canvas is so much prettier than we can capture in a picture. So you really need to get out and do some of this. A lot of people want to travel to other countries, and I do my share of that as well. But it's very refreshing to get out and actually look at this beautiful United States. I wouldn't suggest coming home as quickly as we did. This time I kind of had a time limit. We needed to be back when we needed to be here. So we left on Monday. I said when I woke up this morning, I wasn't sure what day it was, what time it was, what the temperature was, because we've covered a lot of country in the last 6 days. We left Palmyra, Virginia on Monday. We were in Kentucky Tuesday, Hanson Hills, Missouri on Wednesday, a place called, no kidding, No BS RV Park in Elk Mountain, Wyoming on Thursday, and then Wendover on Saturday, drove to Reno, spent the night with my friend from Quincy, longtime traveling friend Judy Wells, in Reno, and then came home yesterday. So it was a incredible opportunity and great trip. We went a little over 8,500 miles in 6 weeks, not quite 6 weeks. If you haven't done this, if you haven't taken the opportunity, what are you waiting for? Don't wait for tomorrow, because you need to be traveling and taking advantage of the things that are there. If you have the opportunity, don't wait till you retire. Take your vacations. Go. There's so much out there to see. And it's invigorating to your spirit to be reminded that the rest of the United States is, I believe, supportive of where we're trying to go. We'd like to reinstate some greatness back into this country and some respect, responsibility. And I think there's more people with us than against us. I know a lot of the listeners to this show are of the conservative bend. As you know, I am. I'm so proud of this country. I think we've got the right president for the right time. Some of you may disagree with the way he does things. But business as usual isn't going to get it done for us, ladies and gentlemen. We need bold strokes for bold times. And I'm going to just say I'm going to support him. I invite all of you to get in, get your legislature. We elected him. Let's give him a chance to do what he wants to do. And he needs the support of the Congress to make that happen. So we need to be inundating them with phone calls, specifically Mr. McConnell, to get off of it and get some of those appointments before the legislature. Fill his appointments, especially those judgeships. Let's act on his tax reform. Let's act on the things in Obamacare that need to be taken care of. We have a country, I believe, that's solidly behind making the changes that we need. We're never going to get a better opportunity, and I'm going to tell you, after spending 6 weeks out there, this country is so worth saving. A lot of stuff out there, great future for our kids, and all of the opportunities that are still out there for them. This is still a country of opportunity. It still can be the place where you can be anything you want to be. You just have to recognize that you have to be one of those people that's going to do it for yourself. We need to encourage those things within our own community. Get out and quit expecting somebody else to do it for you. You get out and be a part of making that difference, because if you're not, you're part of the problem. Hope I didn't bore you to death this morning. I enjoyed sharing my trip because it was marvelous. I'm so blessed to have that opportunity. I'll see you again Thursday morning. Y'all have a really nice day. Thanks for joining me.
Down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from...
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. In Iraq, government troops have retaken some northern areas of the country that have been seized by Kurdish forces seeking independence.
The federal forces of the Iraqi government have moved in without too much opposition into large parts of the country's disputed Kirkuk region. It's disputed with the Kurds, who have been there since 2014, Kurdish forces, that is.
Philip Issa reporting. Meanwhile, the winds dying down, fire crews gained ground as they battled the wildfires that have devastated California wine country and other parts of the state over the past week, and thousands of people got the all clear to return home.